Hey watch fans, are you looking for a cool pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. At Retrospects, their clients will find something unique and precious, registered historic eyewear, fabricated and restored by exacting all world standards. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for over 5 years now, and I wouldn't wear anything else. They have all the great stuff that you could possibly want. They've got all the great sunglasses made between 1890 and 1980. They have modern-day interpretations of the vintage stuff. They do restoration. They do prescription. They do it all. At Retrospects, I think there's something out there for everyone. Mention this ad and get 10% off your first purchase, not to be combined with any other offer. Contact them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. You can visit their website at www.retrospects.com. Okay, on with the show. Today I want to talk to you about my thoughts about what Tudor released at Baselworld 2015. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to the show. Today I want to talk to you about what Tudor released at Baselworld 2015. I'm very impressed with the release of two major watches from Tudor. I don't think anyone was really expecting it. They released their own caliber movement, which is incredibly impressive considering that Tudor hasn't even been back in the States for 2 years completely, and they've already gone into an in-house manufactured caliber movement. And this movement is known as the MT5621 caliber movement. It's an absolutely robust and stealth and well-designed movement, and it's very, very nice to look at. The first release of this movement was the new North Flag. The North Flag's inspiration was taken from the Rolex Oyster Quartz case from the 70s or the iconic Gerald Genta design from 1976, which is like an octagonal case, which you can see still today. He was responsible for the AP Royal Oak, the Patek Nautilus, and the IWC Ingenieur. It's really nice. I mean, it comes on a bracelet, it comes on a strap, a black matte strap with contrasting yellow stitching. There's the Arabic numeral 12, the Arabic numeral 6, there's a date at the 3 o'clock position, there's a 70-hour power reserve indicator at the 9 o'clock position. The actual gauge itself is in yellow, while the hand for the indicator is in white. The numerals are white, and the markers are white in between. The dial is black. This is just a great watch. It's 40 millimeters, 70-hour power reserve. It comes on a bracelet and a strap. It has the brand new in-house movement, which is amazing for Tudor. I'm so happy for them. I mean, this is an amazing step. It gives me a lot of faith that for many years to come, the brand is just going to evolve into something wonderful. And not just that, the fact that we love that $3,000 to $5,000 price point they're in is such a value. And for them to stay in that with a new in-house movement says a lot about their conviction and their passion and their loyalty to their fans to stay in an affordable price range. Remember, Tudor has always been an affordable watch. It's always been an option, even since the Great Depression of the, you know, the 40s and 50s, from Rolex as a subsidiary brand, as a value to the public. And the fact that they're sticking to those guns, but they're modernizing themselves, they're moving forward, they're reinventing themselves, if you will, in many ways. They're not being pigeonholed as Rolex's little brother. They have their own identity. They've already won so many awards. They're in a price point that everyone's already comfortable with ETA movements, but now, for the first time, they're available with an in-house movement, and this new movement is awesome, and I can't be happier for them. So this watch is great, the North Flag. Look out for that. The nice thing, too, is that all the Basel product that normally gets released by fall or by the end of the year, Tudor will release this stuff next month in April. So look out at your local retailers that carry Tudor. They will start shipping in April. And I'm sure you'll be able to see them if they're not completely sold out. The new Tudor North flag will retail for $36.75 on a bracelet and $35.50 on a black match strap. The second watch that Tudor has released, which also uses the MT 5621 in-house caliber movement, is the Pelagos. The Pelagos was released back in 2011. This watch is their diver's watch. This watch is really, really great. I mean, you know, for the first time. Also, both these watches are chronometer certified, COS certified, COSC certified. So it's pretty cool that, you know, you're getting an in-house movement that's COS certified. The only thing I don't like about the Pelagos is that there's five, you know, levels or layers of writing on the dial. I don't like a lot of writing on the dial, but you know what? I mean, I have nothing to complain about. This watch is available. You know, it was available only in black with an ETA movement when it came out. Black ceramic bezel, black dial, titanium case, titanium bracelet. It also comes with a rubber strap and a deployant. Very, very cool, adjustable sort of buckle that's like spring loaded. But now it's available in both blue ceramic and black ceramic. The old version at $4,125 will still be available until they phase out the ETA movements at retailers. The new version is $275 more at $4,400. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal value. So the Pelagos to me is sort of their icon. It's their Submariner. I like the fact that it's titanium. I like that it's robust. I like that you get both the bracelet and the straps. Tudor that way is an amazing value. I mean, I really don't think out there you can, you know, there's a diver's watch. Like, normally when you buy a diver's watch, you have to buy the watch. It's, you know, $7,000 to $10,000 for a nice diver's watch. And then you have to spend another, like, $250 to $300 for the rubber strap and another $300 or $400 for the buckle. With Tudor, you're getting something that should be $6,000 or $7,000 for $4,400 now, complete with a bracelet and the rubber strap and the buckle. So Tudor's really knocked this out of the park. They've really, you know, stepped up to the plate. I think collectors are just going to go gaga over this stuff. You get a nice presentation box. You get the whole kit. For this Baselworld 2015, Tudor also released, you know, a new watch, the new Fast Rider Chronograph. This watch was originally released in 2011. It's a partnership they did with Ducati. And this new Fast Rider Chrono is really cool. It's 42 millimeters. It comes in three colorful dials of yellow, red, and of green. And these watches are, you know, really sporty. You know, the push buttons of the chronograph and the crown are done in a matte black PVD. The dials are colorful. The strap is, you know, very much, you know, it has that very motorcycle feel to it. Just the design of the watch has that very motorcycle feel to it. It's a sports watch, you know. It's a watch that they have that, you know, people can identify with. It's, you know, already part of their DNA because they have that, you know, synergy with Ducati. You know, the movement is not an in-house movement. It's an ETA movement. I'm not sure of the retail of this watch yet. But, you know, again, it's, you know, Tudor's a value. $3,000 to $5,000 is the price point that they play in and dominate. And, you know, just the look of it, the feel of it, the quality of it. That's another thing that I must say with Tudor. It's not, you know, they don't just look good. They don't just feel good. They're constructed beautifully. They're designed well. They're made well. You know, they're made pretty much in the same factory as Rolex. They have their own sort of area where they're made within the Rolex family. You know, they are their own brand, and it's just amazing to see where they've come in a very, very, very short period of time. Look out for more information on my website. I have already, you know, posted an article on the new North flag. I'm also going to include the article that I'm, you know, on the Pelagos. And I will also include a link to the Tudor website so you can see the new Fast Rider Chronograph. But yeah, I mean, It's just an amazing year for Tudor. I would like to congratulate Russell Kelly, the brand manager for Tudor for North America, and his entire team, as well as the whole Tudor family worldwide for an amazing year, an amazing collection, and amazing advances in the company. I wish you all continued success, and stay tuned for more information. Well, there you have it, folks. That was my response to what Tudor released at Basel World 2015. What an amazing year it was for them, and it will continue to be every year, I think. It's what a great glimmer of hope. I think they really are. I think that's, you know, they're owned by Rolex. They certainly stand on their own, but, you know, they have the right backing behind them, and you can definitely see they're headed in the right direction. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. There's nothing to think about. If you want the coolest specs in the world and you want to see vintage stuff, you want to see new stuff, you want prescription, you want restoration, there's something out there for everyone. Definitely go to Retrospects of the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. Get 10% off your first purchase, not to be combined with any other offer when you mention this podcast. You can email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. You can visit them at www.retrospects.com. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please follow me on my Instagram feed, where you can see tons of pictures of really cool watches and what I'm up to all over the world. You can check out my Facebook watch page. Please don't forget to like it. You can log on to my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. Sign up for my newsletter, because it's packed with information. And if you don't have time to commit to reading my blog every day, it's a great way of staying informed without staying engaged every minute. You get it. You sign up once and you're done. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.